Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Yeah, doing well for a Monday. And yourself?
Doing good for a Monday, but it's still early.
Yeah, it's always subject to change.
Hey, Susan, have a good weekend.
She had to work this weekend, so only had the evenings.
Didn't have to pull doubles like last weekend.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Need that crow's foot for?
Bolts that we got to tighten up on some valve flanges and that. You just can't, and they wanted to torque them. And man, you just can't get in there with that, with just anything and that. But it looks like what I got to get is a, they make a torque wrench where the, man, it's a wreck right there. They make a torque wrench that the device slips right into the end, and then I think that's what I really need.
Torque wrench.
Called CDI. I don't remember what it stands for, and that, but yeah, the little, like the crow's foot that just snap into the end, or it's got a ratchet head that you could snap into the end. And that way, right now, what it is like sometimes the opposing bolt is sticking out too far, and you know, with a ratchet and a socket, you can't get in there. And then sometimes even with a box end, you can't quite get in there because there's things in the way, or it's too thick and it won't go in there. So it's just really struggling.
Get that on some of those flanges like that. It's hard to get a torque on anything too. Because you can't move, even with a crow's foot, you still can't move it much.
Crow's foot's iffy in some locations because it's, you know, it's just so thick to get in there. And, you know, I had some, but they were all 3/8 drive, and I think they were needing to go to like 120 foot-pounds, and I don't know that that the adapter from half to 3/8 will be able to handle it.
Oh, yeah, it'll handle that.
The other bolts I got have heavy heads, and so I needed, you know, an inch and a 1/16, and an inch and a 1/4, and different things, so I ordered a few online.
At least you found it. It's hard to find a 1/2-inch drive crow's foot, another thing.
And even like a 15/16 and a 1/2-inch drive, most of the 1/2-inch drive ones started at an inch and a 1/16.
Up to an inch and 3/8 drive on crow's feet. At least that's the way our sets and anything I've ever seen has been set up. So I was looking around and I didn't, man, that's going to be tough to find.
I just thought you might have had one on the truck and I would just snatch it from you.
That went up to 1 inch, but like I said, they're 3/8 drive, so that wasn't what you were looking for.
He had a 3/8 drive set, and it was a crow's foot, but even that, it's kind of thick to get in there. But they make one that's kind of like a 6-pointed crow's foot that's, you know, open like a flared end wrench, and that, so, you know, that seems like it'd be a little better maybe.
Little thinner around the outside so you can get in there a little better. And yeah, we make those also.
About the torque wrench with the detachable heads is you don't have to do any extra calculation when you put a switch between different heads.
I'll have to look into that little torque wrench then. Hey, have you talked to Ed this weekend?
Well, you know, I texted you and said the doctor was going to look at him on Friday, but then he had an infection and they stalled it off, and I think he stayed in the hospital all weekend, and they're going to look at it. I think they're doing it today.
He's having a time with that urinary tract infection, isn't he?
Really ready to be over it. And it seems like he's, you know, maybe sleeping more in the mornings because he doesn't really text me back until in the afternoon.
What, 5 weeks now since he had that surgery or had that put in?
So I'm thinking that part is working all right.
praying for him. Hopefully he'll get it all squared away here soon, get back to work.
Everybody was missing him, and he was missing everybody too, but I think he just don't even have enough energy to get on the radio.
I know when your body's fighting infections like that, it'll take it out of you. Bill this weekend, just briefly, but I talked to him.
Been missing him in the mornings.
Been crazy busy for him, and he just been trying to get it all taken care of. He said after tomorrow, though, it should calm back down, so hopefully he'll be back on the radio soon.
Yeah, been missing him.
Asking about him.
He got his hands full.
Oh, yeah. He's got his hands full, too. I've talked to him. It's just like everybody's just stressed to the max with everything anymore.
The times we're living in, you know, just everything's going downhill pretty quick.
For sure. And it's just like it's out of control.
Bunch of outside work today. Well, it's a perfect day to be working outside, isn't it?
Hell, I don't know what you think about perfect, but I don't know.
Duck or a fish?
Good chance for showers today, isn't there?
At a 50% chance for the next, like, 7 days, I think. And then after today, it's really like a 70% chance.
Kills my business, too.
And I can get wet, right?
Exactly.
I'm going to say 73. Hope you have an awesome day and a safe day in this rain, and I'll catch up with you maybe this afternoon. KN4 TFW.
Ken, have a great day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. Hope everything goes good with your shutdown, and the guys don't get too wet today. So you take care. KO4 HGX, and I'll be clear. 73.